I'm recording this Monday afternoon because I got to see the tail end, at least the last 50 laps of the race. I don't know if I'll get a chance to go back and watch the whole thing, but how about that win for the number 9 Chase Elliott car? Woo! Chase got it done. Wasn't doing the best during the day, but able to close it. Had good things happen. Takes the lead. Wins the fucking race. Ross Chastain made Martin Truex Jr. look like a bitch. Oh, good day. Good day. Shout out Ricky Stenhouse finishing second. He had a good run. Chastain finished third. Martin Truex spun out. Got his ass kicked. Fuck you. Little piece of shit. Little pussy trying to start something at the end of the race with Ross. Nah, bro. No. He's made that number one car work. You couldn't do shit with it. So get off of him. Get off of him. Hell of a race for Chase Elliott. Was the points leader going in, I believe. Definitely claimed it. Got his playoff bid for sure. Having a fucking year. Going to win the championship. God damn it. He's going to win the championship. It's going to be awesome. At number 9 Chevrolet from the Hendrick Motorsports. It's getting it done. Oh, cannot wait to, well, the plan is I always go Memorial Day weekend to the Coke 600. I'm trying to figure out, how I'm going to get to go, basically. Finance issues lately, you know, gas is expensive. Tickets are expensive to that race. They're more expensive this year than they've ever been. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I really want to go. Now, I've already got to go to a race this year, which I'm happy because I usually only get to go to one a year. Sometimes two if the October one, if I find tickets cheap in the last week. But I really want to go to this year's race, and I will fight somebody to get in if I have to. I will fucking fight someone. I always go. It's usually a boring race, but I fucking love it. It's my happy place. It's my Memorial Day weekend tradition. I really want to go. Hashtag take Chris to the race. Coca-Cola, if you're listening, Coca-Cola. Hopefully they'll look after I say Coca-Cola one more time. If you guys are listening, please send me to the Coke 600. I go every year. I don't want to miss out. I don't care where the fuck I sit at. I love sitting in the cheap Ford stands where when they're bleacher seats. I love sitting over there. I would love to go back and sit over there. Hook a brother up. Don't put me in the North Upper Terrace. That's scary. I'm too tall to sit in those seats up there. It is too close together. It is too high up. You can see the whole track, which is great. But my God, you almost die trying to get out of the aisle. I would love an aisle seat. Aisle seat, shout out. I love aisle seats. I got long legs. I'm a tall guy. I'm a fat guy. It's hard to pass me. Sorry when I got to get up and you go in front of me and it's really awkward and my cooler's kind of, you know, popping out from underneath the seat. You're like, man, can you move your cooler, please? And I'm like, I'm sorry. I got a big cooler. Now you can't have big coolers. You got to have the little see-through coolers at Charlotte. It kind of sucks, but I understand, you know, weapons and all. It's cool. You can see in people's coolers, be like, hey, man, nice beer. Say, hey, man, nice beer to you, too, because he sees y'all got the same beer. Y'all can become best friends at the racetrack. It can happen. It can happen. It might happen. Hopefully, it happens for me if I get to go. I really want to go. Fuck, I want to go. So I'm going to try to make it work. I never stay out there. I always come home that night. But, once you get out of Concord, there's nobody on the road. It's so nice. And the tips are, if you are going to that race, the tip is to try to park at the drag strip. The way, last year, unfortunately, we came from the other side. We came from above Concord. The race, if we drove on the main highway, the racetrack would be on our right when we got in. Well, they kind of directed us in a direction to park across from the speedway where this little housing development thing was, and we're like, okay. And then right as we got in the middle, there's nowhere to turn around. They fucking try to charge us $30, which we ended up paying to park. But every other time I've been there, I've gotten to the free parking spot, and that's where you need to park at. Drag strip, the way they have traffic moving out to go back through the other part of Concord is great, because it's a lot easier to get out. The only thing is, it's super sketchy because there's so many fucking state troopers just eyeballing you, making sure you best not be drunk, bitches, because we watching. That's what it feels like. But like I always do, I do my Coca-Cola 300 drinking and then 300 miles of sobering up, drinking Mountain Dews or Coca-Cola, you know. You know, honestly, if Coca-Cola doesn't hook me up with a free ticket, I'm drinking fucking Pepsi at that race, goddammit. I'm going to drink Pepsi, Coca-Cola, if you don't fucking hook me up. No, I'm not trying to threaten Coca-Cola, but Coca-Cola needs to, you know, needs to reach out to your people. People that actually care about, you know, the event that you're headlining, that you're sponsoring. You know, I will drink a nice ice-cold glass of Coca-Cola, take a picture, throw a shout out on my, on all my social media platforms. That's right. I will do the Chris Durham Show Instagram, huh? The Chris Durham Show Twitter, huh? And the Chris Durham Show Facebook. I will do all three of those and throw in a Coca-Cola tag, take a picture with a can of Coca-Cola, bottle Coca-Cola, 2-liter Coca-Cola, glass bottle Coca-Cola, Mexican Coca-Cola. I'll take pictures with all that shit if you hook me up with a free race ticket, Coca-Cola. And maybe a friend too. I gotta be able to bring at least somebody with me. Honestly, I'd love to go with the group I went last time. Shout out Brian. Shout out Leonard. Shout out my brother-in-law, Squirrel. Shout out Chris England. It was a fucking great bunch. It was a good race, and it was a good time. And again, the Martinsville hot dogs, only charging $2 for a hot dog, people. That's where you get love. It only costs them a quarter to make. They make profit, and they sold out. More places need to do that. Atlanta Falcons have affordable food and drinks at their stadium. Why the hell can't everybody else like Martinsville? Well, Martinsville hot dogs. Other things were kind of expensive, but their hot dogs were good. The times, good times. It was just cold as shit. It ain't going to be cold as shit. Memorial Day weekend, Coca-Cola 600. It's basically the kickoff start of summer. It's the start of, hey, y'all need to go get fucked up. That's what it is. It's a giant party, and I'm all about it. And I'm all about supporting the troops. You know, if you're willing, if you want, if you've been brainwashed enough to want to go out there and fight a war for us, cool. Because I ain't fucking doing it. I ain't going to fucking do it. You can do it, though, and they'll pay you. You get paid. It's not like they're doing it for free. They're getting fucking paid. They make careers out of this shit. Drew, if you're lit, Drew, got my friend Drew in the Air Force who's overseas in Europe. England. Actually, no. Fuck. Why am I saying that? Drew is in Goldsboro, North Carolina right now. He came back home. Welcome home. He's getting paid. He's made a fucking career out of it after high school. He's going to retire early and have a nice life and not have to worry about financial troubles because the military is hooking him up. So if you are dumb enough to want to go and shoot somebody or get shot at, have fucking at it. Because if you feel like you're actually making a difference, have at it. Actually, you are. If things get really bad, we're going to be like, oh man, I can't wait for the military to go out there and protect me. But right now, it ain't going to be fucking me. And I've made it to 32, so you can't fucking draft me. You can go ahead and try. My ass ain't going. I'm going to stay here, keep making these stupid, silly shows. I don't care. I'm going to entertain you. Robin Williams did it in Vietnam. I could fucking do it here. Coca-Cola. Shout out Coca-Cola. Hook me up with a race ticket, Coca-Cola. Come on. Come on, man. Hook me up. So, yeah, good race today. Chase Elliott gets the win. Number 9 car. Let's go. I still got this sweet-ass Hooters racing hat that Brian actually got for me. Brian Bizzle, number 18, iRacing car. Sponsored by Mack Trucks. Mack Trucks / the Chris Durham Show. He actually bought me that hat. I love that hat. Wore it the other day. I try to keep it clean. I don't want to get it super dirty. I ain't wore it at the work or anything. It's a very clean hat. It's actually sold out online on ChaseElliott.com or whatever his store is. Because at work, my friend's like, oh, man, I got to get me a Chase Elliott hat. I was like, bro, did you see the one that I got at the Martinsville race? He's like, nah. I showed it to him. He's like, that shit's dope. I said, thank you. That's what I said. It was cold. It's a summer vibe looking hat. We were like, whoa, that kind of looks weird. But then I got it, and everybody's like, whoa, that kind of looks fucking awesome. I'm like, yeah, dude, it's sweet. The color is sweet. The look is sweet. It's a sweet-ass hat. Thanks, Brian. It is now Tuesday morning. You just time-traveled forward. So I watched the iRacing race last night with Brian. Heath Smith did not show. Unfortunately, something came up where he couldn't get on, but he will be back next week to race in the O2 Chris Durham Show Ford Mustang. That's right. He's a Ford. Brian is a Chevy. Keep it in the American boys, you know, as long as it ain't Toyota. But I finished the race. I was watching it live when it started. And I don't think the green flag really drops till around 8:30, if you guys were wondering. And I posted the link on the Chris Durham Show Facebook. And also, I think I shared it to my regular story. But hopefully, some of you guys checked it out. But, man, fucking tricky track. The guy up front, forgot his fucking name already, basically dominated that race. Brian was back around, you know, 17th, 18th for a while. Then he took a caution came out, pitted, got some fresh tires, moved up front, started getting up in the top 10, and was able to finish in 8th. That track, you see a lot of guys were starting to get loose. It's a tricky fucking track. Dover's tricky, man. Even if you play on console games, like, Dover's hard as fuck to race. But it's also really fun if you can get your car to stick. If you find the right line, it's fun to race. Brian with the top 10, you know, made us proud. Heath, come on, dude. You're back next week. We need to see both those cars out front. It's going to be awesome. See y'all work together. That would be great. A Ford and a Chevy getting along. That's what the world needs right now. But yeah, man, it was really funny because, like, I was watching it live for a while, and then I had to get off to cook dinner, and the announcers on the live stream gave a shout out to the show. They were talking about Brian, and they're like, they're with that the Chris Durham Show on the hood, and that must be the Chris Durham in the chat right now, because I was like, you know, go 18, and then they did Crank It Up, and I'm like, I live for the Crank It Ups. Like, oh, Chris Durham, yeah, live for the Crank It Up. And is Chris Durham? That must be the same Chris Durham on the Chris Durham Show. Is that your radio station? Well, guys, if you're listening, yeah, it's my podcast. You're listening to it right now. So, yeah, they gave a shout-out. They tried to interact with me in the live chat. I wasn't there at the time, which is unfortunate. And it was like 2 or 3 minutes after I got off because I went back and finished what I didn't finish last night, this morning, before I got in the truck on my way to work. So, but good finish of the race. The last part of the race, there was no cautions. Quite a bit early on, but the guys all seemed to get it figured out, tuned up, and was able to handle it. And the guys that were quote-unquote bad stayed out, you know, stayed off the track because they were done. I think you get a certain amount of, like, resets when you total your car in iRacing. I don't know if it's one or two, if not any. I'm not sure. Brian, if you're listening, let us know. Let's say you get to a badass wreck, okay? Do you get a full reset to come back in? Or do you have to stay penalized for like 5 minutes in the pit box to let them, quote, repair the car? And I did quotation marks with my fingers. We need to know. We need to know. The more information you give about your sport, the better. Like I said, I want to have Brian on the show. I just texted him a second ago. I was like, I finished the race. I really need to come over and try out that sim because I've never done iRacing before. Done nothing strictly but Xbox console. That's it. And PlayStation way back in the day. But it's completely different, man. There's no foot pedals. I never had a steering wheel before. I've always wanted one, never got one. So I've never used a steering wheel with a sim racer before. It's only been strictly controller. So it would be difficult, and I would look like a dumbass racing on there. But, you know, as a kid growing up, being a fan of the sport since I was 5 years old, this is what I wanted to do. It's just too goddamn expensive to get into. And sim racing came along not that long ago. And, you know, people that want that thrill can get it now without having to pay thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to just lose. All these fuckers at Bowman Gray and Winston, they lose money every week. They just do it for fun. Do it for fun and the thrill. It's like, so they got to have money to do it. They got to have money. The payout, even if you win, is, I don't even know if you come out profit. Because, like, the fucking tires cost so much. Gas costs so much. Moving around with the trailer and shit costs a lot. Just fucking taking all that time off your Saturday costs. Just time in general. You have to absolutely love it. And maybe you can get a good enough sponsor to pay for everything. But, I mean, those little sportsman cars, they nobody fucking gives that much to sponsor them, you know? Maybe if my wife's boutique, Bird & Co., wants to sponsor, I don't know, what's his name from Oxville? AJ Sanders, if he still races? Get a big-ass Bird & Co. logo on there. Maybe he can get a faster car. I haven't been since they reopened it this year, but they repaved it. And for what I heard, it's hard as fuck to pass there now. It was already hard before, but now it's almost impossible. So, Bowman Gray people, y'all need to listen to your fans when you say we want more side-by-side racing. If you're going to bank the track, even though it's at a football field, if you're going to bank it, which I don't see how you would do it unless the team's not going to play in that stadium anymore. I think that's what's really holding them back from getting creative is the fact that the football team plays there. Okay? Okay? So, you can't just have a big-ass bank track around this football field, or it looked fucking weird. It looked like they're playing in a bowl. Bowl game. But yeah, so look forward to seeing Brian next week. I believe they're at Darlington next week. That ought to be fun. He was already talking about doing a throwback paint scheme. I'm very excited to see what he chooses. That would be fucking dope. Hopefully other drivers will get into it, the whole throwback weekend thing. I doubt it. These the fucking cheap assholes. Apparently, you have to pay iRacing to change your paint. You know, you get your setup, and then that's kind of it. So, if you really want to see a different car, especially like if you're broadcast, if you're like streaming your race, you know, it might be worth it to change it up. You know, to get people to look like, oh fuck, that guy's changed his car again. Oh cool. But yeah, so looking forward to next week seeing Brian and Heath racing with the Chris Durham Show. Also Mac Tools or Mac Trucks. It's fucking Mac. It's got the dog on it. It's probably Mac Trucks. So it's gonna be cool to just see them race it out, finish one and first and second. Of course, it's gonna be great. Can't wait for that. So that'll be next week, next Monday at 8 o'clock. I wouldn't probably log in until about 8:20, 8:30 though. Because they just do a lot of, like, cars sitting around, pre-show. Hey, guys, what's going on? Unless y'all like to watch the pre-show, but Darrell Waltrip's not walking around the track. Or Michael Waltrip. He's not down on the track just fucking throwing cakes and tacos at people's cars. It's fucking, you know, it's regular shit. So, it's time racing. All right, so in another news, the NHL playoffs started last night. The Carolina Hurricanes took on the Boston Bruins. The Dirty Bruins. Carolina Hurricanes favored. You go to Carolina, you're going to get fucked. Going to get fucked, and that's exactly what they did. Carolina puts up 5 goals to Boston's 1. It was a great game. It was fucking just be like domination. Like, hey guys, this first round is lame. Let's just keep moving forward. I believe we're in the Metro Division. And as the winners of the Metro Division, I can see us going to the fucking Cup this year. Let's go, Canes! Let's go, Canes! And honestly, the real people to watch out for, from what I hear, is the Florida Ice Panthers. The Ice Cats. They look like they got their shit together. They had a good team last year, went out early to Tampa Bay, who ended up winning the whole fucking thing. So you know, that's nothing to be ashamed of. But man, this... people who aren't hockey fans need to get into it because it's starting to get hot as shit this week. And of course, the ice might start to thin a little bit and create more chaos. Check out the Hurricanes' next game. I believe it's in 2 days. I believe they're going to do a Wednesday night game. It should still be in Raleigh, so tickets are going to be pretty high, I'm sure, because fucking who doesn't want to go see that team? That crowd in the playoffs is crazy. Crazy. It's one of the most fun hockey games to watch. And when we score, and when they scored 5 times last night, so go back and watch the game if you haven't seen it yet. When they score, that crowd goes fucking crazy. Crazy. Cannot wait to eventually go see a game there. I've never been. I don't drive to Raleigh very often. I've only been there a handful of times in my life, and it's usually passing through. Or park somewhere neatly on the outside. It's just too crowded, man. It's just like Greensboro. Greensboro is so fucking crowded. Just quit moving to North Carolina, people. Go away. Go somewhere else. Go live in West Virginia. They need population. They need money. They need you to pay their taxes. They don't tax people that much. It's a poor state. Fucking help them out. There's 7-Elevens everywhere. There's fucking side-by-side little roads you could go ride and have. Or bring a Jeep. Bring your Wrangler. Have a great time in those little back roads. What's it called? Hatfield-McCoy Trail or whatever? Help them out. Beautiful mountains. Great rivers. Cool bridges. Help the brothers out. All these people with these fucking, like, stay-at-home jobs, just move to a place in West Virginia that has a Walmart, okay? And the more people move around there, the more they'll be able to expand because they'll make more money off of it. And they'll see there's more people living there, and the state will approve them to add more shit. You'll get a fucking Sonic right beside your house, and you'll be able to get fucking 50-cent corn dogs every Halloween. It'll be great. It'll be great. So it does get a little cold, but it's better than fucking living, you know, in Maine all year. When it starts to snow, it's cold as shit up there. You don't want to live in Minnesota? Go live in West Virginia. People love football there. Football team has good years. Basketball team has good years. There's Marshall up there too. Help the brothers out. Thunder and Herd, let's go. Everybody's seen that fucking movie. You know, Matthew McConaughey, you overact sometimes. Chill out, bro. You are a Texas man. Why the fuck are you playing in a Marshall movie? What's up? What's up, huh? So, yeah. Quit moving here. Go there. Go there. They need you more than us. And you're close to Ohio, which is close to Cleveland, which LeBron James is probably going back to Cleveland soon. You can go check out LeBron James every once in a while, you rich people that can work from home and make $80,000 and not have to spend a fucking ounce on gas. Fuck you. I mean, lucky for you. So, yeah. Another issue I've been having as of lately is allergies. Allergies are back. Shit, dude. It feels like... So I haven't been like smoking cigarettes for a long time, and like when I used to smoke all the time, you get that weird feeling in your throat, like it's closing up every once in a while. I hate that feeling. Well, it's happening now with pollen. It feels like if I start talking a lot, like I do on the show, my throat gets so fucking dry, and then I just want to start coughing. It sucks. And then it feels like I'm just swallowing, like, I can't describe it. It sucks, though. It fucking sucks, dude. So, if pollen's back, I need to get on, honestly, an anti-allergy. Xyzol actually works really good for me. The last couple times I used it, that was, like, the main one that did the trick. So, shout out Xyzol for making a good new medicine that's different from everybody else, because, like, Zyrtec is, as much as it says non-drowsy, Zyrtec makes me sleepy. Allegra did okay. Benadryl puts my ass to sleep, but it works great. Benadryl works great, but you will fall asleep soon after taking it, or you'll be fighting sleep for the rest of the fucking day. Besides, all seem to work pretty good for me. It's a little more expensive than, at least the last time I checked prices, it seemed like it was like a dollar or two more. But it works. It works great, at least for me. I need to go back and honestly get some. So, pollen's here, fucking, and working outside with long hair does not help my case. I have to deal with it all day. I've been blowing these big bundles of, like, oak pollen from the ground. They look like tumbleweeds. They pretty much are. Every time you see one, you just have to do the whistle. Ah! Wah, wah, wah. Every time I see one, that shit plays in my head when it just starts rolling. And collecting more and more, becoming this big ball of yellow jizz just rolling around like it's fucking pollen, dude. Fucking pollen. I'll be back at some point talking about the NBA playoffs. I have not caught up. I still don't know what the hell is going on. It's literally gonna take me listening to another sports show to really discover what's going on. Because fucking, like, I don't have a dog in the fight. Hornets are out. I was hoping the Nets would go because just it was fun seeing Kyrie be the villain of that first Boston game. They got swept. Boston's fun to watch, but I know they lost their first game to the Bucks and they played like shit. So it's like, I don't really care for the Bucks. It's not that I hate them. It's just I don't really care for them. Giannis is great, but I don't know anybody else on that fucking team. Except Grayson Allen. He's been having a good year. But, you know, So much is going on right now. There's so many fucking sports. Like, it is so hard to keep up with everything. It's so hard to keep up with everything. So I'm having to really push myself to get all this information. Like, I'm getting back in the NASCAR a little bit more than I normally would right now. It's because, like, 2 years ago, I would know everything about every race. And then last year, it just seemed to just die out a little bit. I watched the beginning of the year, and as soon as NFL started, I stopped giving a fuck. So, and it's not, I mean, I'll still tune in and look at the end and see who won and stuff, but, like, I never actually physically watched part of the races. Now, I'm trying to now. It's a sport that I want to get really back into. I think going to Martinsville really helped out because I miss that feeling of cars going by me really, really fast. It was great. It was exhilarating. It's like adrenaline that you just can't fucking buy, except for you had to buy the ticket, so technically you did buy it. But yeah, I'm going to get in the racing more. I'm going to get caught up back on NBA playoffs. I'm going to let you guys know more about the NHL playoffs. Sorry, I got the hiccups. I'm definitely going to let you know about more NFL shit that's going on. If any, like, free agent big things happen or any major trades happen, I'll keep you updated. But my goal to talk about more random shit is also going to be coming. And again, I have to look for my story to see if I can legit find it. That is the search for, I believe it's called Into the Woods. That's what I named it. And I will let you guys know how that goes. Thanks for listening. Till next time.